This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to our two, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wanted to highlight what we're talking about. If you're just joining us, we're talking about God judged Sodom and Gomorrah because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. That simple. I guarantee you right now, lights are going off in people's hearts and minds. Whoa, I never thought that. Yeah, I remember one time I was in chapter 11 of John, and I was a brand new baby Christian. And I want to tell you what, God really broke me down to become nothing to show me who he was. As a matter of fact, it's been rightly said, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. How true that is. But I remember in one particular situation, this youth pastor was highlighting chapter 11 of John, and he kept talking about how Jesus wept, and Jesus wept. And he had the meaning in the heart and the pith and the marrow of the event completely backwards, the happening completely backwards. And yet when you go to chapter 11 of John, you'll clearly see that Jesus told them every step of the way what was going to happen and how it was going to happen. And I said to him, so why did Jesus weep? And his youth pastor said, because of their unbelief. I said, because that Lazarus was dead. I said, no, that's not why Jesus wept. Jesus wept because of their unbelief. I mean, you act like I am the resurrection and the life has no power over death when in fact he does. And he said, well, wait a minute, Bradley. I said, look through chapter 11 of John, and you'll see all the way through that Jesus is telling you exactly what's happening. He told you that Lazarus was four days dead, stinking, in the grave. He told you everything before it happened. And then Martha and Mary, they come whining to Jesus too. And what do they say? They doubt his power. And then what does Jesus do at the end of the day? The Jews come over, and they start to say, oh, look how Jesus wept. You know, as if to suggest Jesus wasn't about ready to blow Lazarus completely out of the grave, like he did. And Jesus sets the story straight, and what does he do? He said, remove the stone, and he blows him out of the grave by saying, come forth, Lazarus. Right? Jesus wasn't crying because he didn't have the power to blow him out of the grave, friends. He is the resurrection and the life. Period. Okay? And Jesus wasn't crying because he couldn't do what he already told you what he was going to do. But this is exactly how the professors in the church give the story today. Jesus wept because of the people's unbelief of who he was. Period. And you see so many different events in the Bible being completely turned backward. They're being revised through carnal men who have not the Spirit of God. The Bible tells us the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. They don't have the Spirit which giveth life and gives revelation. There's the problem. And I can tell you 15 more other happenings in the Bible where they take it and they turn it completely upside down. Here's another prime example. Grace. They use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. They tell you that grace covers all of your sin. No, it does not. Grace is the empowerment to restrain men from sin. Remember, Scripture tells us in Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 20, where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. And they're teaching me that grace that succumbs is somehow biblical grace when in fact it is not. The Bible says greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. What is it that overcomes the world? The faith of Christ, right? It tells us that. The Bible says that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. We're not succumbers, we're overcomers, period. Read the whole book of 1 John. America, we're not to succumb to the wicked one of the world. We are overcomers. Our sin has been removed and forgiven. Therefore, as Jesus said in Real Grace in chapter 8 of John, he said to the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. That's real grace. Now let's put it into context. Ephesians 2:8. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. And when he gives us a gift, we overcome. I was just talking to my children about this during the break. I said, when you guys are out on the lake, and I take off your life jackets, and I was to throw you in the middle of the lake and drive off and go to the shore, what's going to happen to you? They said, we would drown, Dad. Of course. I said, this is why I want you in the Word of God all the time. Because he is your life jacket. He is your life. He is the truth and he is the way. John 14:6. Not in that order. I said, but what happens when you put that life jacket on? Well, if we jump in the water, then we bob right up to the top. I said, that's exactly why I want you in the Word of God. Now you're beginning to understand why it's so important to feed on the Word. And see, the problem is when you take two dogs and you put them in the ring, I ask you, and they fight to the death. I have a question for you. Which one's going to win, friends? I take two dogs and I throw them in the ring. Which one's going to win? Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. The one that you feed the most. The one that you feed on the Word of God, he's going to overcome. He's the one that has the life jacket on. He's going to float above. He's going to overcome because we're called to be overcomers in Christ. Matter of fact, we way overcome because we're seated in heavenly places far above all principality and power. And our affections are set on him who we feed upon, Colossians 3:1, period. And so, going back to the story of my children, real grace teaches people when you feed on the Word of God, and real grace that teaches you go and sin no more, and you continuously feed on that Word, you're always going to stay afloat and you're going to overcome. And that's what it means by pressing into the kingdom of God. And also keep in mind in 1 Corinthians 9:27, Paul didn't give himself over to sin. He cried out against his sin, and he received grace to overcome his sin in Christ. We're overcomers, not get buyers, just so you know. I'm going to take Jeff from Tennessee. Jeff, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Thank you, Bradley. Just wanted to kind of emphasize on the story of Lazarus is that in Jewish custom, it was widely regarded that the spirit hung around the body for 3 days. On the fourth day, it was in paradise. So that was the miracle that Jesus was able to reach Lazarus in an untouchable place to the Jews.
Now, are you getting that from the story of Calvary? Because I want a scriptural account of that.
This is based on Jewish custom of the time.
Okay.
That they believed that the spirit lingered around the body, and that's why Jesus waited 4 days to go there. Because if he'd got him, he died 3 days or 2 days or 1 day, like the little girl that he raised from the dead, that she just passed away.
Yep.
Well, the spirit was still there. But Lazarus was the real miracle because the spirit was no longer there. It was in paradise to Jewish custom.
I've not heard that. Thank you for your call, Jeff. I've got a quick break.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I better get to this. Sorry about that, Jeff. It was a time issue. Had to cut you off. Had a hard break coming up. Have to finish this show to the best of my ability. Before the end of the show, we're talking about God judged Sodom and Gomorrah because men refused to keep his commandments dealing with the wicked. Okay. I'll hold up here. I feel that I'm supposed to go back to what we're talking about here, friends. The issues in the Bible where it's the letter that kills. It's giving you a carnal understanding to the things of the Spirit of God. And that's exactly what reprobates from the pulpits in America are teaching. Today, what are they teaching in America? Another one, is antinomianism. No regard for God's moral law. And that is about as far off base can get, let me tell you. Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, when you go to Mark 10, an example, because when you read Romans 15, you'll find out verse 8 that Jesus was a preacher of the law, of the circumcision. And by the way, keep in mind, there's a distinction, friends, that needs to be made before concerning ceremonial law and moral law. God has never abrogated or done away with or abolished God's Ten Commandments. He's never done that. He's done away with ceremonial law in a type in Christ, period. Okay? God's moral law has never gone away. But because of the lack of understanding and revelation, keep in mind to all those that are preachers and teachers of the Word of God, and you're giving the Word without the Spirit, I want you to understand the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey. Okay? Acts chapter 5. Read it when you get a moment. I don't care if it makes you mad or not. The Holy Ghost is given to those that obey. Okay? Period. And it's interesting, those that disobey, they preach contrary to the Spirit of God, yet they hold to the letter of the law. And again, holding to what letter of the law? Are we talking about ceremonial law or moral law? It shouldn't be confusing. If you are confused, 1-866-582-9933. Let me go and expose another misconception. and misunderstanding and false teaching in the body of Christ today. That the moral law of God is a thing of the past. No, it's not. It's not at all. If you go to Mark 10, folks, and you go up to 17, verse 17, this is what it says. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Okay. Okay, great. Rich kid comes up to Jesus and said, "What do I need to do to get saved?" Okay. Modern translation. And he said, Jesus did, "Why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God." What's the first thing Jesus said to the rich young ruler? He said, "You know the commandments." Because if you go to Romans chapter 3, friends, you can see that unto the Jews was given the oracles of God, found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, Old Testament and New Testament. Bible says, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery." That's the seventh commandment. By the way, in the United States of America, it's against the law to commit adultery in every state. The laws have not been enforced since 1940, just so you know. It teaches, "Thou shalt not kill," right? That's the sixth commandment. It's against the law, America, to kill. That includes innocent babies in the womb. And isn't it interesting, you have a system today that teaches you that it's a choice to kill an innocent baby, but if you kill, then what they'll do is they'll steal away from the taxpayers and they'll put up those that murder up for three meals a day. Put a rope over the top of their head and re-educate them, all on your dime. Just exactly the opposite of what Scripture commands. Okay? Right? So thou shalt not kill, Jesus said, and then he said, thou shalt not steal. That's the eighth commandment, friends. Thou shalt not steal. And then he said, thou shalt not lie. That's the ninth commandment. And then he said, do not fraud. And he said, honor thy father and thy mother. That's the fifth commandment. What do you mean that the moral law of God is still not preached? No, through those that decry God's moral law. And I want to tell you what, they act accordingly, don't they? They act according. Hey, folks, if they preach out against the law of God, I want to tell you something. First and foremost, if they fail to preach against sin, which is a violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, it's because they're guilty of it. You better flee from that church. You better flee from that church. Over and over and over again, Jesus is making reference to the moral law of God. But again, if you go to Matthew 5, he said, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come to fulfill them. Read Romans 3:31. He never abrogated the moral law. But in the churches today, America, they preach in such a fashion, don't they? Yep. And that's why they get away with what they get away with, because the little sheeple don't read their own Bibles. They just listen to what the misleading shepherd, as he calls himself, is teaching them. Thou knowest the commandments. That's the first thing he said. What about in John 8? Same thing. Folks, I can go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and give you example after example after example after example. Another one is, since we're here, Bradley, the Old Testament is obsolete. This is another misleading statement, a false teaching. The Old Testament is a thing of the past. It doesn't apply today. Really? You ever watch, you watch Moses and the Ten Commandments from the 50s? C.C. DeMille? You ever see that? Yeah, there's two parts to that movie. What if I just watched the second part? Would I understand the whole movie? Nope, you wouldn't. And it's funny because when you go to Matthew in the New Testament, the very first book in the New Testament, isn't it interesting that it starts out with the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David? Well, the first thing I would say, if the Old Testament is obsolete and it doesn't matter and it's a thing of the past, first question I would have is, who's David? The son of Abraham. I would ask, who's Abraham? Then I would ask, who's Isaac? And who's Jacob? And who's Judas? And his brothers? Who's Phares and Zerah and Thamar and Phares and Esram and Aram and Amminadab? Who are all and Nisan? Who are all these people? And Salmon? Who are they? Well, you're not going to understand the New Testament, friends, until you understand the Old Testament. And I'm going to give you a quote on the up and I love this. I love this. Live radio, just being led, folks, and I'm just following through as it comes. And I'll pull this up in just a couple of moments. Folks, another false teaching in the Bible is the rapture. It's not scriptural. I want someone to call me and show me in the Bible where we're going to be raptured from responsibility. Because the Bible says, occupy until he comes. 1-866-582-9933. I want to tell you who all these end timers are. Because I used to be on Salem Communications Network for 13 years. And I want to tell you what, I dealt with these whack jobs. And these folks, what they do is they stand around and they magnify the crimes of men. And their whole message is, you better get saved, you better go to Jesus, because if not, this is what's going to happen. And what happens is if you call upon Jesus, guess what? You're going to be raptured from your responsibility. Instead of preaching what the Word of God says by keeping the commandments, Deuteronomy 4:6, right? And keeping God's moral law against crime. These are a bunch of capitulators. Read Psalm 78. Instead of doing what God commanded them to do, they stand back and they're afraid of the consequence of what's happening in the world. As a matter of fact, when you get done listening to their messages, friends, the only thing you want to do is go to the local hardware store and buy some rope and go home and commit suicide. Their message is completely backwards and it's upside down. And you'll also find out that many of these end timers, 99% of them easy, they are from the 60s generation. False love and false grace. They love God so much, instead of occupying and doing and working out their own salvation with fear and trembling, no, they just go to Jesus, they think, and they hasten the judgment of God. They hasten the day of judgment where they get to stand before Him, and they look forward to that, not knowing that the day of the Lord is evil and it's darkness and it's not good. The book of Amos, read it when you get a moment, right? See, they want to hurry up and meet God so they can get out of their responsibility. But what's going to happen is when they stand before God on Judgment Day, they're going to find out that they were responsible to right the wrongs on earth when they were given the time to do so, and they're going to be damned for not doing their job. That's what's going to happen. These people are the worst of the worst in many ways, friends. They're not preaching Jesus Christ, the law to grace, Galatians 3:24 and Psalm 19:7. No, they're preaching a false Christianity that looks just like them, and they offer nothing but hopelessness as they magnify the crimes of man rather than God's moral law against the crime.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A wildfire is keeping motorists off of I-5 in Northern California this weekend. The Delta Fire has scorched more than 31,000 acres in the Cascade Range north of San Francisco. The manager of Castellan's only general store says people normally gather to talk, but are now coming in to ask questions.
Usually everyone comes in the morning because the firefighters are here.
And so normally they can talk to someone and get the real story or something that's official.
Farther north, an evacuation warning was in effect for the town of Dunsmuir, advising some 1,600 residents to be ready to flee at a moment's notice. The chances of a direct hit from Tropical Storm Florence along the Carolinas are increasing. It's expected to become a hurricane tonight. The National Weather Service reports it's too early to determine if Florence will directly impact the Carolinas, but it encourages residents to begin taking precautions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Gathering some of the things that I wanted to bring to the plate here, Andrew Young, who is the sidekick of that of Michael King, you know him as Martin Luther King Jr., said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." What are you being taught today? God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You know? Of course. You know, I was just talking about the end timers, friends. They're the most unscriptural. I should say one of the most unscriptural groups out there, and misleading groups of false doctrine that there is in the United States of America. And you will find over and over and over again that they came out of the free love and free grace era from the 70s. A bunch of burnt hippies that are still burnt, picking up the word of Jesus without the Holy Ghost, many of them. And what do? Teach opposite of what is true. I mean, we were talking about antinomianism. They preach lawlessness. Yep, they don't even bring up the word law because they say it's legalism. As if to suggest because you obey God's word, that's legalistic. No, I obey God's word because I have a love for God, not a hate for God. And I do what I do because I see the sacrifice and what he did on my behalf. I don't do it because I have to. I do it because I want to in servitude towards the Christ. Does this fly in the face of what you're hearing through the end timers, friends, and the message of God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? Absolutely. And how about this one? Does this not fly in the face of there's nothing we can do about it? Let's just put our hands up and be raptured from responsibility. You're worthless. John G. Lake said God calls to the Christian churches today is to come forth from hiding their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Is that what you're seeing? No, just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. You know, and another thing to think about is something that John Calvin said, which, by the way, many attribute to being the founder of the United States of America. He had said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Did you hear what he said? I mean, instead of saying, hey, everything's good, go to sleep, live your own little selfish life. No, I want you to understand what that life is like bearing the cross of Christ. Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Is that what you're seeing today being preached from the pulpits? Absolutely not. Can I point my finger and give you the answer, friends, to what you need to hear? Good Bishop Hall worked things out in thought in a famous passage. And this will add to your life greatly. He said, do you desire the grace of the Spirit? He said, go to your Lord's anointing. He said, do you seek holiness? Go to his example. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin, friends. And it's funny how people look to the grace that's being taught today to cover and to excuse their sin. Whoa. Do you seek his holiness? Go to his example. You know, and you perfect holiness by the fear of the Lord. 2 Corinthians, friends, chapter 7, I believe, verse 1. Perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate. And he said, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Establishing the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Establishing peace in this earth. I lay to someone's candor today that's listening. How is it that you are at peace with the world that's at war with God? Do you desire pardon of sin? Look to Jesus' blood. Do you need mortification of sin? Look to his crucifixion. Go to the cross. Paul said, I die daily. He said, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 21. He said, Paul did in 2 Corinthians 13, I'm crucified through weakness, but I live by the power of God. Whoa. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Right? Do you need to be buried to the world? Those that are baptized shall be saved. Do you need to be buried to the world? Go to his tomb. Do you want to feel the fullness of heavenly life, which you'll never partake with until you understand the power of the cross? Behold his resurrection. Would you rise above the world? Mark his ascension. Would you contemplate heavenly things? Remember his sitting at the right hand of God and know that he has raised up us together and made us sit together in heavenly places. But what has the revisionist done with what we are responsible for concerning the world? Whose voice are we listening to when we refuse to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? Knowing his doctrine, that's the first requisite after bearing the cross, was you must know concerning my doctrine. Okay? Well, this is where we're at today, and this was prophesied over 100 years ago by the founder of Salvation Army, William Booth. He said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming centuries will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, and salvation without regeneration, politics with God, and heaven without hell. Oh, and P.S., he was also the guy that said if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present today, friends, is to tell the truth. See, and it's the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 4:12. I'm sorry, Hebrews 4:12 and Ephesians 6:12 starts there. We originally started off this hour with Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. I want you to listen to that. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. So much for every sect of false teachings that I just highlighted. The reason you are where you're at today is because you've accepted false teachings. And let me tell you, it is quite prevalent, friends. Especially in what you would call the hierarchy of the church in America today. From the pulpits in America today, we hear the events unfold of Sodom and Gomorrah and how Abraham should have prayed longer in hopes that God would have spared them rather than the righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah doing what God had commanded them. And, of course, not a second thought on man's behalf is given concerning the victims in these two cities. Don't forget about that. Here, let me give you the account. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said to Abraham, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I shall do? He was talking to his son. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. What is the way of the Lord? To do justice and judgment upon the wicked, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin, their lawlessness is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from him and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And listen carefully, friends. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Abraham wanted to make sure that the righteous were taken care of. Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Abraham said to God, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, Abraham speaking to the Lord, to slay the righteous with the wicked, in that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, Lord. Shall not the judge of all the earth do that which is right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous souls within that city, then I will spare the place for their sakes. And Abraham said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am dust, but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall be lack, well, maybe 50 of the 50 righteous, 5 of the 50. So in other words, 45 righteous. Will you also withhold destruction? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, the Lord said, and I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for the 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 found there. And he said, the Lord did, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And the Lord said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. The Lord all the while knew why he was destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. It's because there was no righteous men there. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way, and as soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place, it's found in Genesis 18:16-33. Now, I want to tell you what was going on in Sodom so you can understand what was going on. And keep in mind, the Lord couldn't find 10 righteous there. The church in America always seems to miss the point, but it shows you the spirit in which they are led or not led. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Okay. Frantically running around for this information. I'm going to get back to this in just a moment here, talking about God judged Sodom and Gomorrah because men refused to keep his commandments dealing with the wicked. That is the history of the Bible, friends. That's why countries are destroyed. Because the said Christians, and you know what? When you hear of Christians in lands where they're slaughtered, in many cases, you'll see that they were so educated that they gave up their means concerning the Bible and how it is the Bible equipped them to remain a free people. Many of these countries where people are being slaughtered, they first allowed the dictator or tyrant to disarm them. And then when they're slaughtered, people stand back and feel sorry for them. Yet if you read Luke 11:21, you'll see that the Lord told you to arm yourself to keep the palace. Common sense comes into play. You always see this, and I'm bringing this up for the very reason that people just need to take the time and ask the Holy Ghost for revelation concerning what it means. Not just what it says, because again, keep in mind, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life to the words. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law of God will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. Isn't that where we're at today? That's exactly why we're in a lawless state, a state of anarchy. It's because of the professors in America. It is. Just gave you the accounts of Abraham praying for The righteous, which could not be found in Sodom and Gomorrah, which, by the way, that's why it was going to be destroyed in Genesis 18:16-33. Genesis chapter 19 records that two angels disguised as human men visiting Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot met the angels in the city square and urged them to stay at his house. The angels agreed. The Bible then informs us before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them." Sound familiar, America? You know, it's been said there's two moves. Two things will happen to a nation before it's finally destroyed. Abortion, homosexuality. Abortion, homosexuality. And you're seeing a fast decline in America today, aren't you? And isn't it interesting, when you accept what God condemns, the enemies go right to the same door. Right? What's happening in America today? And I want to tell you why abortion runs rampant and homosexuality is now having its way, or so they think. It's because 325.7 million people tolerates it. Why was Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed? Because those that call themselves the righteous and the good people of the land, they tolerate it. Happens just, hey folks, if you listen to Martin Niemöller, you know, the guy that said famously, first they came for the socialist, I didn't speak up because I wasn't a socialist, and he goes on and on. Did you know that he was an evangelical in the rise of Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich? Did you know that after the Holocaust took place, he blamed the church for not doing their job? Yep, and we can see who was doing their job. His name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And he lost his life for doing his job on the behest of the people of Germany. Well, the others just went right along with Adolf Hitler. You're seeing the exact same thing happening today in America. It's judgment. And as long as you let the lawless rule the roost, friends, because of your lack of love for the truth, you can rest assured you're going to be taken with the wicked. That is the history of the world. When the church fails, and keep in mind, the Lord doesn't need a majority to prevail. Okay, he needs a minority. That's all. Lest they should glory in the flesh. Just ask Gideon. Just ask Joshua. Just ask Moses. Just ask the children of Israel. Just ask Samson. Just ask the 12 disciples and then the 70 disciples. Okay? When you allow wickedness to prevail and to rule without restraint, you're going to get what you've got coming. And the reason it's coming is because the righteous within the land don't take heed to the commandments of God. Over and over. Folks, when you see in Scripture where there's nations that were preserved, why were they preserved? Because someone stood up on their behalf, right? I mean, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What happened? Completely backfired, didn't it? What happened? They were the ones that were thrown into the furnace, the fiery furnace. The fourth man shows up. The whole country is converted because of three individuals that were obedient to the things of God. And the fourth man shows up. And what does Nebuchadnezzar do? He acknowledges the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay? What of Ruth? I mean, folks, I can go on and on. What of Abraham? What of Noah? Hey, folks, keep in mind, judgment in the time of Noah, it floated Noah's boat, didn't it? Eight souls were saved, and the world and the wickedness of man was the reason for the judgment, was completely destroyed. They refused to hear that righteous preacher, Noah. And what happened? He got inside of the ark that God commanded Noah to build. And what happened? God rained, destroyed mankind, and everything with it, friends. And that water floated that ark, didn't it? Now, so it is with the righteous today. The Bible tells us clearly, tell the righteous that it will be well with them, but woe unto the wicked. But I don't know where the American people are getting off thinking that 325.7 million people are just going to be thrown around by less than 1.7% of the population. But that's what the American people have allowed themselves to do. And guess what? I'm going to keep preaching the same message because it's right, and I know it's right. And this message is either going to be rejected or it's going to be received. Once it's rejected, you can rest assured it's going to rain a lot harder and a lot quicker. And the flood's going to overtake you. You have people in this country that are preaching out against the false prophets, which you're seeing rise right along with the real ones, friends. The real ones are preaching repentance. The false ones are saying, follow Donald Trump. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is flesh. And furthermore, the Bible tells us, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Or are you saying, Bradley, that God can't use Donald Trump? No, he's going to use him in spite of himself, just like he would with me or anybody else. But the fact of the matter is, God is not telling us to do the wrong thing now. He's telling us to do the right thing now. And he's also looking to the church and saying, listen, I want to prove my church. Bradley, you say all the time. Bradley, you say all the time on the radio. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. There's those that are out in the United States of America and in the 53 countries that listen to the message. Are you willing to stand up and be counted, regardless of who you are? Because God desires to show himself strong on your behalf. He desires to show himself strong on your behalf. He said that. He said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you not. You know not. He was the one that said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. He was the one that said that he looks to and fro upon the earth concerning those that whose hearts are right towards him, that he will show himself strong on their behalf. I mean, well, we're talking about the Bible, friends. When Jesus said, when he looked at his disciples, he said, greater works will you do than I did because why? Because why? Greater works will you do than I did because I go on to my Father on your behalf. And just think about that. Jesus in the book, the New Testament, talked about how, the disciples wrote of Jesus concerning all the miracles that he did. And they said all the books in the world couldn't even contain the miracles that Jesus did. But yet Jesus looks at us and says, greater works will you do. And the Bible tells us the Lord working with us, confirming the word, signs following. Friends, if we can do it in our own strength, God's not going to do it. But when we can't do it in our own strength, then we're going to find God. But we have to go out into deep waters to find him. We have to trust him. It was Hudson Taylor who rightly said, there's three moves of God. And every move of God requires this. He said, it first is impossible. He said, then secondly, he said, it's difficult. But he said, thirdly, it's done. It's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. Let me tell you again. You press into the kingdom of God. The violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. Stay the course. Keep your face and your head fixed in direction. The word in the Old Testament is steadfast, and it means fixed in direction towards what it is that God is calling you to do. First go to him, let him empower you, and then let him set you free and set the nation on fire in righteousness. And I end with this. It's an awesome thing. But John Wesley, the field preacher, used to say, I set myself on fire every morning so the world can watch me burn. And the Bible clearly tells us that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Are we living in the fire or are we settling for the smoke? Let it be the first. Love you. See ya.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.